Cole, you there?
Yes, morning, Tess.
There we go. Morning, Nicole. So to start off with, how can the drug ice, how can this addiction actually impact families of users?
Well, it does. It's a drug that creates quite a lot of chaos. It can increase psychosis, and there is an increase in violence and aggressive behaviour and impulsivity when people use a lot of ice. And that can be quite difficult for families to manage.
So at what point is ice use considered dependent?
Well, what we know from the research is that if someone's using more than once a week, they're fairly likely to at least have some significant problems, but they're probably dependent on it as well.
Do you think that would be like easy or difficult for a family to spot?
I think when people are using at low levels, whether they're using the lower grade form of methamphetamine C or whether they're using the more potent form, which is ice or crystal meth, most people use fairly infrequently. They don't use a lot and they use for fairly short periods of time, and families might not really notice that. I think when people start using fairly regularly, like more than once a week, you know, two or three times a week, then we start to see some problems emerging, and it might be easier to spot then. Might be getting some mood swings, some psychotic kind of behaviour, so hallucinations and delusions, that kind of thing.
So if that is the line at dependent, are there any early warning signs for parents and families that they could possibly pick up on?
It's really hard. We don't know. There's a lot of people who use methamphetamine, most of them, in fact, aren't dependent on it and actually don't have any problems with it. Probably 70 to 85% of people who use, you probably wouldn't even notice. It's just the 15% that do experience problems. And when there are problems, the problems are fairly substantial. So they are things like hallucinations and paranoia, more potential for violence, more kind of potential for mood swings and impulsive behaviour.
So what treatment or support options are there for the people who are actually on addicted to the drugs, this 15% you mentioned?
Yeah, look, we have some really good psychological therapies for meth use. And in fact, there was one study that was done a couple of years ago that showed that people who use methamphetamine, who are dependent on methamphetamine, actually have the best outcomes of all drug users in treatment. So there is, you know, that's certainly a positive thing. And we know that even as little as just two sessions of what we call cognitive behaviour therapy, which is a psychological kind of talking therapy, just two sessions of that can have a really big impact on meth use. One of the problems, though, with meth is all types of methamphetamine, but particularly ice, is that there's a really high relapse rate. So it's relatively easy to get off the drug, but to stay off it is much harder. And that's because it has, when someone's dependent on it, it has some fairly, makes some fairly significant changes in their brain. And that takes 12 to 18 months to get back to normal.
And so for a family that are struggling with the support of the dependent ICE user, what options are out there?
Look, we've got, as I said, we've got some really good psychological therapies. Any of the alcohol and drug services, not-for-profit services or government services, some of the private services offered through psychologists or through hospitals should be able to respond and provide treatment for methamphetamine users. I think the first thing for families is to talk to the person that they're concerned about without, without accusing them or causing an argument, just to talk to them about their concerns and encourage them into treatment if they need it. I think the thing to remember, though, is that not everybody who uses methamphetamine or any other drug for that matter necessarily needs treatment. Just using a drug doesn't necessarily mean that they need treatment, but a proportion of people will, and if they do, then there is treatment out there available for them. One of the issues for the sector, though, is that it's underfunded, And it means that there's sometimes long waiting lists for some services.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Tess.